Hi friend, did you know that Find Your Flow TV is now available on Roku? That's right, simply open up your Roku device and search for Find Your Flow TV, and then you can download the channel and start watching right away. There's nature videos with peaceful music and new TV shows that are peaceful and awesome and positive and flowing. So go ahead and get it today. And now, on with the show.
Hello and welcome to the Find Your Flow radio show podcast. I'm your host, Winston Wittes, and I'm here today with a very special episode. Today's episode is how to get by with a little help from my friends. That's right. A little help from my friends. Get by. A little help. It's kind of a mixed bag here. So, what is this all about? Is it about a song? No. Is it about my Facebook post that didn't get any clicks or likes or anything? Kind of. So, it kind of is about that, as it turns out, I guess. So, when... So, if you've been listening to the show a while, then you probably... or possibly heard the episode. Well, there was this whole big gap between seasons, as I call them. And I had a good run with this. Like, my first season was basically a year straight of podcasts, a little bit longer, I think, maybe about right about a year. And then I did a couple episodes where it's like, okay, here's what's coming up next. And then I totally just didn't do it. And then I might have had another false start, and then eventually I got to the point where I am now, where it's been like a good run. Like, I've been crushing it, been recording consistently, been doing some interviews, been creating content, just so many things have been dialed in. And throughout this, one of the big shifts for me being able to get the podcast going again was investing in it, money, like actual money, you know, the technology side. And I had been using an iPhone 5, if that matters to somebody, anybody out there. An iPhone 5C is what I had for years, and it was, you know, outdated and old and whatnot. They were already on iPhone 10 as of the time of me finally switching over. Because it's like, what do I need all this extra stuff for? Yeah, it would be nice to have more space because I max this stupid thing out all the time. But I wasn't even recording episode podcasts or anything that cool because it just didn't have the room, I guess, is why. And I realized that. I was like, well, if I want to step this thing up and be able to do cool videos and do podcasts and all this, I need some gosh darn storage space on this thing. So anyway, point being that when I switched it, I, you know, got Facebook, the Facebook app on my phone, but I really was like, you know, like, so if you're new to the show, I'm an internet marketer I'm an internet marketing consultant by day. That is my day job. So I'm on the freaking computer all day, every day, which isn't horrible. I could think of plenty of other worse things to do. And part of the job is, you know, helping people with their social media, getting them set up on Facebook, showing them how to do this and that on different social media sites. And as a result, I've been doing this for about 2.5 years now. And I already wasn't the biggest social media fan in the world, but now it's like, oh, I just really don't like spending too much time on these sites. You know, it's like work. And I have all these students that are now my friends on it, and other people who are hitting me up with, you know, different offers. And it's just like, it's a place of work now. It's like there's no social relief here. You know, it is what it is. So the last few months or even longer now since I switched my phone. So when I switched my phone, I did not accept all the new, like, hey, do you want to get the Facebook Messenger? Do you want it to be able to bug the crap out of you 24/7 with notifications? And I said no to everything. Like, I didn't install most of the things that would do all these notifications. Why am I blabbering on about this? Well, for months now, whenever I've done a post, and I don't post that often on Facebook because, for one, I don't like to post anything personal for the most part. So it's almost always like promotional things about whatever I'm working on, because that's what I find most exciting, like whatever projects I have going on. And yet I have not gotten a single post like or sad face or happy face or laughing face or anything. No, like not even from my wife. And it's like at least I'd get a pity like or something from her or somebody else. Nothing. Like dead. Dead, dead, dead. No, nothing on any of these posts. And at first it was like, oh, okay, well that post, maybe I just, posted it at a bad time of day. And then I did another one. It's like, no, it didn't, and then I realized, well, gosh, you know what? I had switched my Facebook icon, person face. My brain's so dead, guys. I'm sorry. So people know it's me, right? The ID picture of me. And I did this other thing that wasn't really my face. It was like a picture of, my purple belt. I got a jiu-jitsu purple belt promotion, right? So I had that as my face, in place of my face. And I was like, nah, that couldn't be it. And then Facebook's like, hey, you should really consider putting your face here. And I was like, well, Facebook, maybe you scared the hell out of me, what with your eavesdropping and all this freaking hacker stuff. And I don't want to. I just don't want to. What if I just want to not be my face all over your freaking platform for a minute? How about that? And so I didn't, and so I was like, no, I'm not going to change it to this. And I swear I didn't get not a single like on anything I posted. And it's like, okay, not all this is crap that I'm sharing, right? Crud that I'm posting on here. Somebody's got to like something. What does this have to do with anything? So I did a post. So I've, been working my butt off to get all these products styled in for the book club I've been talking about for months, and got the sales page all dialed in, got the products all dialed in, got the ad campaigns all built out. Before I did the ad campaigns, I actually was like, well, I'll promote it to my friends first on Facebook, right? So I post an ad or post a post, free one, an update, status update says, hey, little help, friends. Would somebody please, check this out? Let me, I'm giving them a super discount. Let me know if this thing works. Nothing. Crickets. Not even crickets. Like just dead crickets. It's like, gosh darn it. Facebook has literally blacklisted me. Like I'm not getting anything. And so it was a weird feeling, right? Like it's not my friend's fault if they can't see my posts. But there's a part of me that's like maybe insecure, right? Like, well, gosh, did I? And I, a while back I had shared this, I had this post from like 8 years ago about, it was a quote from one of the Beatles, John Lennon, I think, or Paul McCartney, talking about if you want to save the world, one of the easiest ways is to just stop eating meat, because it stops the cruelty that is inflicted upon these animals. It stops, all these the air pollution from, the gases from the cows, and all the it just lists like all these great things it does for the environment, right? And it's like, so if you want to save the world, do this. And I was like, well, I try not to be super political or like post things that are, controversial or whatever. But at the same time, it's something I believe in, and I'm not trying to shove it down anybody's throat. I see plenty of other stuff people post that I find a lot more offensive than this. So I'm going to just share it. And so there's a part of me thinking, well, maybe like everybody on Facebook that I know is just a meat eater, and now they, hate me because I shared this thing. Maybe that's what set it off, right? So I'm testing. I'm a marketer at the end of the day. I'm testing all these different things. What is, why is Facebook not sharing my post? And so it really occurred to me how detrimental this kind of social system can be to somebody who is depending on it for any sort of status or any sort of connection with other people. Because here, and I'm not immune entirely to it, I guess is part of the story. It's like I don't care, but I do care. Like I was upset that, I mean, not like I'm crying or nothing, but like, you know, like what the heck? Why is this not working? For me, maybe more the business side of me is just like, why the heck can I promote my stuff? Like, this is lame. Why do I even have Facebook if it's not going to share my stuff? You know? And part of it is like, well, really, do people not like me because I shared this vegetarian quote? What's going on? And so it gave me a little bit of a taste of like, well, how quick it can turn on you, right? And if one is too you know, just caught up in it, in the identifying of the self with it, right? How much that could have a negative impact on someone. When it's up, it's up. When, hey, I got all these likes on my thing. Yeah, I'm awesome. Great. Woo, I'm getting dopamine shots every time I get a like or a thank you or face, you know, smiley face or whatever. That's all great. But then when it's not, what happens to the ego? What happens to the self-esteem? Oh, man. Nobody likes my thing. Oh, maybe everybody hates me. Oh, gosh, if people are mad at me. Oh, like I'm not getting any love anymore. I'm not getting any attention. Well, to have so much of one's identity and self-esteem wrapped up into something that you literally have no control over, very little control, and even maybe probably a false sense of control over, man, that could be damaging. That's, I think, kind of one of the big points I want to get on today is like if I think of me back when I was a young teenager, if I was trying to deal with life through the lens of social media and trying to figure stuff out, ah man, it would have been a bad scene for me. You know, it was awkward enough and horrible and challenging enough in real life, but the social media machine just has so many more factors that I think can be manipulated and distorted. And, you know, I'm not the first to say this, obviously. There's lots of people that are concerned about these things. I just think that for me, that was a good reminder of like, yeah, you know, this stuff is important, but it's also like dangerous and something to be aware of, you know? I've been starting this book club, right? And I get every day on Facebook, you know, I get these invitations to like this page, like that page, you know, support this person, like that, like this. And so I was looking at somebody's page, you know, they wanted me to support their thing, like their thing. And it's like, normally I just do it. So it's like, whatever, you know. But then I started thinking too, like, well, it's not whatever exactly. Because now that's like one more group I'm a part of. And I'm a member of I don't know how many groups. I don't know how many groups. Why? Because I just joined them willy-nilly, right? Like, who knows how many groups I'm a member of? Who knows? And then I see posts from these groups, and it's like, well, okay, that person's group is cool, but I'm so flooded with junk, I don't even have time to check out the cool things that I want to be a part of, let alone all these randoms that I'm trying to kind of be supportive of, right? And then I was thinking about my book club, like Find Your Flow book club. Well, why should, you know, what's, how is this different than this other thing? And I thought, well, for one, you got to pay to be a part of it. Why is that significant? Well, because that's going to cut down on the junk that's in it, right? It's not going to be just a bunch of spammy crap going on. Sorry, spammy crud, like people cross promote, just promoting their own stuff. That's not the purpose of it. That's not the value, right? I don't want that in it. I want there to be a gate, a pay gate, right? Like, if you're in it, it's because you want to learn and you're willing to pay for it. And if you're not willing to pay for it, then sorry, I don't really want you in the club because there's enough other free junk out there that you could go spend time and energy on, and that's fine. That's up to you. I don't judge you one way or another for doing it. Okay, friend, you're using your blinker. Thank you, but that's a horrible way to. Oh, you're going to try to cut these people off too. Okay. Sorry, friends. Sorry, I'm keeping positive here. Okay. So these groups on Facebook, they're all over the place, right? Everybody's got one. And yet, most of it is just like promotional junk. Or it's just overload, right? And then I get hit up from friends, and it's you know, it's like, oh, it'd be cool to chat with this person, but I know that they're gonna try to pitch me something, right? It's like, hey, I haven't heard from you in a while. How you doing? Great. Hey, did you buy my thing yet? And it's like, no, and I still won't because I just don't want to, you know. And you know, here I am at the same time telling you that all I do on Facebook is promote stuff. So I recognize the duplicity here, friend. It's not lost on me. And yet I'm okay with it because I also realize like there's going to be people that look at me and say, oh, Winston, all he does is post promotional stuff on Facebook all day, and be like, yeah, that's pretty much it. You nailed it. You got me. You got me, friend. And that's okay. So what's the point? The point is my friends know that I am, they just know me, I guess. That's the whole point. It's like, if you're a friend of me on Facebook and not in real life, that's awesome. That's cool. That makes you one step cooler, in my opinion, than somebody who I'm not friends with on Facebook. And unless you're just an avid listener of their podcast, in which case you're like the most coolest person ever, really. And I don't have to, I guess like it's like, you know, being on Facebook, what do you share, right? Like, oh, I'm going to share my life story. Why? Nobody freaking cares. But then people do care. Like I see other people do it and it's like, oh, you know, people get all involved and like they're sharing their stories and like, thank you for sharing and you're awesome and I'm awesome and we're all awesome. And it's like, well, I guess it does work for those people, you know, or like the people that post things like, hey, you know, I'm just trying to keep it real. So I'm going to post this because this is real. And it's like, man, that's pretty brave to post something like that. I would never post something like that. It's like, well, don't I try to keep it real? It's like, well, not that real, I guess. I don't really have the, I don't have any desire to post that kind of realness on Facebook or any of these things, you know, I just don't for whatever reason. Yet I'll pour my heart out here on, in the podcast. Why? Because I guess it's just the media that I like, right? And I feel like my friends or my people who are maybe not friends in actual life, but who get me or get it, I guess, are people who are willing to sit through a podcast like this and listen to it. Who has the patience for that in this day of instant gratification? I guess that's part of the pay gate for me too. Even though it's free, the podcast is free, right? I publish it for free. Yet it requires a certain amount of focus. It requires a certain amount of time and dedication from the listener. And that for me, I think is really important. Like I could probably like boil all this stuff down into a few bullet points and like put it on a blog or give it away in a free report or, you know, probably deliver in other ways. But I think for me, the reason that I love podcasting, that I'm so drawn to it and have been doing it so diligently for as long as I have, is in some ways I feel like it is intimate. It's like, hey, it's me sharing my deepest, darkest whatevers and you spending the time out of your day to actually listen to it. And you don't have to like reinforce me or make me feel better about it, right? You don't have to give any kind of false cares like, oh, that's nice, Winston. Oh, yeah. So, you know what I mean? I think you do. I imagine that you do. In my head, when I'm talking to myself here in the car, to the podcast, like you're getting it, right? Like there's no other logical way in my mind that anybody would keep listening. It just, you know, unless again, it's like this idea of like, hey, we could just make fun of this guy the whole time. But I just don't see that being that fun for that long. Right. I feel that at some point I say things that are of actual true value for you and you say, yes, that was worth it. That's why I listen to this guy and the Find Your Flow podcast. That's my take on the whole thing. All right. Going to start winding it down here. So a little help for my friends out there in podcast land. I'm not going to actually ask you to do anything, but if you want to share the podcast with a friend, I would certainly appreciate that. If you think there's somebody that could benefit from it, yeah, go ahead and do that. I would appreciate that. That's awesome. And if not, that's okay too. That's okay too, because I feel like it's going to find the people who it's meant to find. And if you're here still listening, hopefully you get it and you know why you listen and or whatever. And I feel like with the social media thing, kind of to tie it all together, the pay gate, there is no pay gate, right? Like anybody can kind of spam anybody for any reason, anytime, and the value is just so diluted that I can't like bother too much anymore, you know? It's just like it's so freaking much, like just all the with the beeps and this and that, and it's like just I'm trying to unplug, and yet this is like my day job is, you know, doing that most of the day. And again, I love my job. I love my job, so please don't take that the wrong way. I love doing internet marketing. I just get burnt out, I guess, on some of it. I want to, I guess, point out just the whole getting attached and drawn in and the identity part of it, right? Like just being aware, if you get that feeling where it's like you're checking your phone so often to see like somebody liked my thing, did somebody like that? Oh, nobody liked it. Oh gosh, and, you know, the ego gets so wrapped up in it, and it's like almost, you know, it is designed to hit those hot buttons for us, right? A lot of work, a lot of studies, a lot of research goes into making it so that we feel like we don't want to unplug from it. And so if you have real friends out there in the physical world, maybe you could take some time to meet up with them or call them on the phone and chat, like have a real conversation. I don't know, and you know, I can't speak about that because I think like how many real world friends do I go out and hang out with? Like other than my jujitsu buddies on the weekend to go train jujitsu, like nobody these days, right? All my friends live all over the darn country. And so I don't really see them too often. So there you go. There you go. They're living, yeah, their life is just busy. And I try to spend time with the kids and the wife. So, friend, I hope that wasn't super depressing because there was supposed to be something awesome that came out of that. Be awesome with yourself. In the real world too. Join the book club if you're not already. I'll shamelessly plug that because I believe it's value, and I really am trying to make it a huge value for the people that join, and a real way to connect, yes, virtually. And not to say that you can't connect virtually and through social media, right? There's a lot of pros to it, okay? So I'm not totally hating on it. I just want to figure it all out, which of course it's easier said than done. So connect with me on Facebook, friends. Follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter. Join me on LinkedIn. Let's get LinkedIn. Yeah, let's social media it up, friend, because now I'm just gonna reverse everything I just been complaining about for the last 20 minutes, and we can all be friends again on social media, and it can basically take over every area of our lives, and I can have things going off 24/7 beeping me about things that people like or don't like, or they don't do anything because I don't get any darn likes on my stuff. So there you go, friend. There you go. I said nothing in 20 minutes, and yet I've been talking the whole time. So until next time, be flowing.
Well, thanks for listening to another episode. And if you would like to hear your commercial at the beginning or end of this podcast, go ahead and send me an email, winston@finderflow.com, and I'll get back to you as quick as I can. Thanks for listening, friend, and until next time, be flowing.